Hi, everybody. It is Share Oraz, Sephardic Tshuva of the Week. And this week we're going to talk about how we calculated the Zecher L'Machasid HaShekel for this year to be $5.50. Well, this past Sunday I sent out an email to Joel Mizrahi and Josh Hasanoff to help us figure out, well, what is this year's Zecher L'Machasid HaShekel? Well, the way they came out that it's $5.50. Well, Joel thought maybe we should try to calculate it Dafka on Monday, on Tanit Esther, when we were reading the Megillah, and Josh said, "No, it's really enough to do it that approximately even a week before. It does not have to be exact." Well, I believe that Josh is 100% correct, and I want to explain why. Well, first of all, how do we get to this number of $5.50? Where does it come from? So, basically, like this, the Ramah. Unlike the Sephardic practice, let's start with the Ramah. The Ramah says that you give 3 half coins of that particular country. So for Ashkenazi, it's pretty simple. They give 3 half dollars for the Zecher L'Machasid HaShekel. However, that's not the Sephardic practice. Rav Avadia writes that what you do is you actually try to give the amount of the Machasid HaShekel. Now, how in the world are you supposed to know where the value of the Machasid HaShekel is? Well, the Rambam does have the heavy lifting for us. The Rambam tells us in Hilchot Shkalim, Perek Aleph Halacha Vav, tells us that the equivalent of the Machasid HaShekel is 3 drahim kesef, 3 silver drahims. Now, how do we know what drahims are? The answer is we do know what drahims are. Those who lived in Iran, those who lived in Arab countries, certainly know what a drahim is. That's something that's well known. And it's approximately, he writes in Yechavadat, Rav Ajan, at the end of the first Chelek Siman, Pevav, he said that is Kasara Gram Kesef Tahor. That's approximately 10 grams. And he gives a little Siman to remember that. Esrim Gera HaShekel. Machasid HaShekel would be then Asara Gera, which is grams. That's not really, it's not the same thing, of course, but it's just as a Siman to help us remember that 10 grams would be the equivalent of what you'd be giving. 10 grams of pure silver would be the equivalent of the Zecher L'Machasid, of what the Machasid HaShekel actually was. And what do you do to figure out how many you're supposed to give? Well, you just go online and see, well, what is the value of 10 grams of pure silver in today's terms? What's the market? Well, we looked it up last Sunday, and it turns out it's $5.50. Well, then why shouldn't we have to just do it again on this coming Monday? Don't you want to have it exact? So Josh is really correct. You do not have to be exact for a very, very simple reason. First of all, in the Akui Yosef, he writes it's really 9 grams, not 10 grams. So anyway, we're doing extra. And also, it's not really a chiyuv. It's not a chiyuv to give this amount. If you can, it's great. If not, also, it's okay. And in fact, the Akui Yosef says you should calculate it midei shana shana every year. It doesn't say that you should calculate it dafka on the day of the Kriyat HaMegillah. It doesn't have to be so exact. You know, even a week before is fine. You're giving approximately what the Machasid HaShekel was, and when we gave it in the time of the Beit HaMikdash, and you're probably giving more if you're already calculating 10 grams of silver. Now, interesting is just a couple of details about how much do you have to give. So first of all, yes, the $5.50 per person. And if you can't afford it, you don't have to give that full price, even whatever you can afford if that is too much. And because it's not technically a chiyuv, as Rabbi Yehuda Ayash writes in the Matei Yehuda, as I love always saying, that are member of Shimon Ayash, all the Ayash families, all their descendants of the great Rabbi Yehuda Ayash, who points out it is not a chiyuv. It is, if you can do it, great. Now, for who in the family? Well, one would look in the pasuk and say, "Mibenosim shana v'mala," only from 20 above. And that's the opinion of the Bar Tanura and the Ramah. However, the Tosfot Yom Tov, the Ramban of the Torah, already point out that, no, that's just for the Melech HaMishkan. However, for all generations, the Machasid HaShekel starts like any other mitzvah, and that is the age of Bar Mitzvah or Bat Mitzvah, 13, 12, that's the mitzvah. So therefore, one should give, if you can afford it, $5.50 per family member who's above Bar or Bat Mitzvah. And the Akui Yosef writes that it's even preferable to even give it for children who are not yet Bar or Bat Mitzvah, to give it as well, if you can do it. Interesting is just we'll conclude with this. What's the idea of the Zecher L'Machzeir HaShechel? Why we make a big deal about this? We don't have the Beit HaMikdash, but because we say as follows. Remember that Haman wanted to give Aseret Alefim Kikar Kesef Eshkol Aydei Moseh Melacha, this big amount of silver that he's going to wait out to give to Achashverosh to compensate him for allowing him to kill the Jews, Rachmana Letzlan, God forbid. And to counteract the Shkalim of Haman, we have our Shkalim. And unfortunately, there are Hamans that remain in the world that, and in order to counteract the Hamans of this world, our Zecher L'Machzeir HaShekel should help us overcome the influence Haman today, just like in the time of the Megillah, we overcame Haman, and we Bezrat Hashem, we should be equally as successful as overcoming the Hamans in our time as well. Wishing everybody a great day.